You are listening to Sibling Jabber, episode 24.
This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Don't catch you slipping now. Don't catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up.
And welcome back. I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there, even though it's a day late.
My friend sent me a Valentine's Day text, and it said, happy Valentine's Day. Most serial killers were born in November, so for all of you November birthdays... I was like, thanks.
What's that have to do with Valentine's Day?
I don't know, but I guess it ups my chance to be a serial killer, so there you go.
She must have found that out after your birthday and couldn't wait a whole nother year to tell you about that fact.
No, it was like a gif.
Oh.
So not, it wasn't a gif, but it was like a picture that she took.
A meme.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, did you notice in stores, Sweethearts, the candy, were hard to find?
I did not, because they're disgusting.
Yeah, they are pretty gross. But the company that owned them last year, Necco, if you pronounce it that way, N-E-C-C-O, they went out of business and got bought out. So the company that ended up buying them did not, they were not prepared. It was Spangler candy. They weren't prepared for the holiday this year. So they weren't really able to put any out. They're hoping that they'll be prepared next holiday and they'll get a bunch of Sweethearts out. But if you can't find them in the stores this year, that is why.
I feel like we talked about that before.
I don't know.
Maybe
did we?
I'm wrong. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I just talked about that with somebody else. I feel like there's no sad loss there, though.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel bad just because they're so classic, but at the same time, they're nasty. I hate them. I can't stand them.
Mm-mm. Gross.
Especially when they started the whole, text me, email me. Instead of just the
traditional, what's that have to do with the taste?
Nothing. I just hated that. Well, why couldn't they just stick to the classic call me? They had to do text me.
Like, because nobody calls anymore. It's everything's text.
I guess. I don't know.
Call me is.
It's not like they say. It's not like they used to say fax me, and then they were like, oh, maybe we should change that.
No, but they used to say beep me.
Beep me?
Yeah, didn't they? I don't know. Like, page me, beat me. Or is that just impossible?
I thought you were censoring your language there. They said, beep me. Barrel, chicka, barrel, barrel.
Oh my gosh. That is not where I was going with that.
Well, you said beep. All right. Well,
I meant as in a pager. Like, Kim Possible, call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, Grammys were last weekend. Did you get to watch any of it?
I did not. I don't typically watch the Grammys.
Oh, okay. Goodness gracious. What was the girl that hosted it this year? Thanks for all your help.
I don't know.
I can't remember her name. I keep on wanting to call her Ashanti, but I don't think it is.
Ashanti.
Yeah, I don't think it is. Anyway, let's just move on from that embarrassment.
Oh, boy.
We've got Best Rap Album. For the first time ever, goes to a female. Cardi B won for Best Rap Album.
Oh, cool.
Best Pop Vocal Album goes to Ariana Grande. Best New Artist, Dua Lipa. You ever hear of her?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I have not.
Have you listened to the radio?
No, I typically don't.
I mean, I don't. I listen to audiobooks, but even in the short amount of radio I've listened to, I know her.
Yeah, I didn't.
Okay.
Well, let's go on to the big three. We got the song of the year, the record of the year, and the album of the year. So song of the year, I had to look this up. Song of the year goes to pretty much like the artist, whereas record of the year goes to, it's also for a song, best song, but it goes to more of the writer and the producer of that song. So
like, wait, that doesn't make any sense. Why would record of the year be the whole song or be a song? Why would it not be like the whole?
You're thinking of album of the year. Album of the year goes to the entire album, the whole collection of songs on the album.
Yeah, but I thought an album is a record.
Yeah, but a record used to be
track of the year. That would make more sense.
Well, they used to call like the 45s a record, and then the big ones were albums. So the 45 was just like it just had like the A song and the B song. Like it had two songs on it.
Oh, I but that's not how they know this.
So, record of the year for like the producers and the writers goes to "This Is America" by Childish Gambino, and song of the year also goes to "This Is America." Do you know who Childish Gambino is?
I do not know.
Donald Glover.
Oh, interesting.
And I actually
did not know that song.
I'm looking at this real quick. I think I said that backwards to confuse everybody out there. Song of the year is the one that goes to the like writer and producer combo. And record of the year goes to just the artist that sang the song.
Okay.
But he won for both. So the song of the year would be Donald Glover. They wrote Donald Glover and Ludwig Göransson. And the record of the year was This Is America, Childish Gambino, because that's his rap name. And album of the year goes to, did you hear this one?
No,
Kacey Musgraves for Golden Hour.
Oh,
she was pretty shocked when she walked up there looking all around like, seriously, me?
Who was nominated for them?
I was just gonna say it. Some of the nominees, we had Cardi B, Brandi Carlile, Drake, Her, Post Malone, Janelle Monáe, I don't even know who that is, and Black Panther, the album featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, that is. I never heard of a soundtrack get a nominee for Album of the Year. I'm sure it's probably happened, but. So those were the Grammys. Now let's get to the fun stuff.
What's the fun stuff?
Germs.
Yes.
A Fox News host, Pete Hegseth, this past Sunday said that germs are not a real thing because he cannot see them. Therefore, he hasn't washed his hands for about 10 years.
Shut up.
Dead serious. That's what he said.
I don't know if I believe him. That's so disgusting.
He said they're talking about eating pizza and then germs and stuff. And he said, well, my 2019 resolution is to say things on air that I say off the air. So I'm going to say right now, I don't think I've washed my hands for 10 years. Really. I don't really wash my hands ever. I inoculate myself, he continued. Germs are not a real thing. I can't see them. Therefore, they're not real.
What an idiot. If he got a microscope, he'd be able to see the germs.
Nope, not real. Would you? How many people do you think are going to shake his hand now?
So wait, does he take a bath? Like, does he shower? I mean, I guess because like dirt is visible, but you can't like. I don't always have dirt on me. That's not why I take a shower. Does he think sweat is real? Because you can't see sweat, but you can smell it.
Like, you could see sweat. What? Sweat's like a liquid.
Well, yeah, but you can't always see sweat. Only if you're, like, sweating profusely.
I'm sure he showers because he smells the BO, so that's real.
But he can't see it. His hands have to smell if he can't, if he doesn't wash them. Like, I mean, at least he washes them when he's in the shower.
Now that I'm thinking about this, how does he not get his hands dirty? What does this guy do? Does he never, like, work around in his house or work on his car or, like, do anything like that? Like...
I don't know. I don't believe it. I don't believe it.
He's to believe weirdo. Or not to believe?
I don't believe it.
All right. Well, our next news comes from Thailand. So Thailand's been under rule by a group of army leaders called Junta. I'm probably saying that wrong. But this group of army leaders has run Thailand since 2014. When they came into power through a coup, they said that eventually they're going to have an election for a prime minister again, since they threw out the prime minister. Well, it's finally coming to fruition now. They're gonna have a election next month. The election's getting a little bit crazy. There is a army general that's running for election, a princess, 10 people who have changed their name to Thaksin, and 6,000 other people that are running for prime minister during these elections. The reason why people change their name to Thaksin is because Thaksin was the last prime minister. He was very well liked, and he's the one that got overthrown. So people are changing their name to Thaksin so that they have a name that stands out, so people will want to vote for them.
Gotcha.
The princess, who is very well liked and thought to be the only competition against the army general, this actually just broke two days ago, that she's not allowed to run now. They have nixed her from the election, saying that members of the royal family cannot have any political ties. So she's out now. So they're pretty sure that the general's going to win this thing.
I would run and change my name to... I don't know. I would change it to, like, something, like, I don't know if they have voting like we do, but something like, click this button, that would be my name, so that I would just, like, read the instructions.
Need something catchy with 6,000 people. There's also 58 political parties. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. 58.
That's a lot.
Well, I say it'll be interesting, but everybody's pretty sure that the general's going to win, so.
No, I think click this button's going to win. People are very obedient.
Oh, we'll have to wait and see if anybody changes the name to that.
In a couple of years when I can run for president, that's what I'm going to do. Change my name to click this button.
Well, good luck to you.
Thank you. Everybody should click this button. Not even going to campaign. Just click this button. It's seriously genius, I'm telling you.
First, middle, and last name.
I'd be president, click this button. That would be a little sucky, but okay.
President Once Button?
President, I can rename myself. President Button. What's your name? Button. Click this button.
No, you don't usually say your middle name, so you'll be like, Button. Quick Button.
Last name ever. If your last name is Button, you should name your child Quick.
Oh, gosh. Just ruining life for your child. Instead of Benjamin. Well, do you know what the mirror test is?
I don't. I mean, maybe. I don't know. What's the mirror test?
It's a test to see whether something can recognize itself.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what they do is they put something, we'll just say a 2-year-old, in front of a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And they wait until they figure, all right, the two-year-old has discovered what this mirror is. It's not something novel anymore. All right, we're good to go. Take the 2-year-old, put a dot on the 2-year-old's head. Have the 2-year-old go back to the mirror. Do they notice that the dot is there and that it's not supposed to be there? If so, if they start trying to like rub it off, then they pass the mirror test. They're smart enough to realize that that's a reflection of themselves in the mirror. Mm-hmm. So scientists do this.
It's a child development test.
Well, scientists do this to animals. So humans don't typically start passing the mirror test until age 1.5 or older. And usually only bigger animals with bigger brains pass these tests, such as like a dolphin. A dolphin has passed the test. A chimpanzee, an elephant. Those are some of the few animals. There haven't been a lot, but some of the few animals that have passed. Well, now the first fish has finally passed the mirror test. The cleaner wrasse. They're the real small, tiny sucker fish that ride on like whales and sharks. And they just like eat the bacteria off of them. And you ever see like a documentary and you see like a shark swim by and it's got like all these little suckerfish hanging onto their fins?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's them, the cleaner wrasse. So they did this with them and they were able to pass. They took them, put mirrors in front of them, let them study it whenever they figured it's not novel to them anymore. They give them like anesthesia and then they inject a dot onto them. Half of them got a clear dot, you know, just like an injection with nothing really in it. And then the other half got a brown dot. So then they put the mirrors back up. They get up, they wake up from the anesthesia. And the ones with the clear dots, nothing. They're not trying to do anything. The ones with the brown dots, they look at it, they see it. They go down to the dirt and they start trying to rub it off of themselves. So they passed.
Sounds kind of cruel, but very interesting.
Yeah, finally another smart animal and the smallest animal ever to pass the mirror test, too.
Fish are smart.
Apparently not, just this one.
Wow. Listen, I trained a goldfish, so fish can be smart.
And 3 seconds later, he forgot.
No, for reals.
I know.
It was an entire semester project for me.
There we go. That should be a study for you about fish. Like, where's that saying come that fish can only have a memory of 3 seconds and then they forget?
I do not know. I think because people think fish are small and they have small brains so that they're stupid. So they just forget things.
Well, maybe you should try and look that up and see. There's a study. Yeah, just for my pleasure. Who cares about anybody else? I just want to know where that came from. All right, we'll wrap this up with two stories about Chris Pratt. Have you heard anything about him in the news?
I mean, I see articles with his name in it all the time, but I never click on them.
Well, there's this girl in New York named Emmeline, and she was preparing for brain surgery number 28. Right around her 8th birth. How old is she? Oh gosh, I lost it here. Her name's Emmeline Free's 10th birthday. Sorry, right around her 10th birthday, preparing for her 28th brain surgery. Well, Chris Pratt found out about this, so he went and visited her and spent pretty much a whole day with her, and left her with bunch of prizes. He's one of the voices in Lego, so he left with some Lego sets and stuff like that. So, being a good guy there, Chris Pratt. Congratulations to you.
Oh my goodness. That's a lot of surgeries. That's like almost 3 a year for her.
Heck yeah, crazy. That's pretty outrageous. That's
brain surgery.
I thought just the story alone that this girl's getting her, I mean, there's not too much to it, but that she's getting her 28th brain surgery at 10 years old. And then on top of it, I thought it was pretty cool that Chris Pratt goes out there and spends a day with her. So
wait, 20th or 28th?
28th.
Yeah, that's almost 3 a year. That's crazy. She's brave. Oh my gosh.
Heck yeah.
That's crazy.
So then all that good news comes out. And then Chris Pratt was on a late night talk show. And he just talked about his church real quick or whatever. And then this girl, do you know her? She's from Juno, Ellen Page, from the movie Juno. So she was, I guess, pretty mad and came out and said that, you know, if he's going to start talking about his church, why doesn't he start talking about how his church hates the LGBTQ community? She just blew it up from there and just started coming down on him with all this fury, this online social fury about him and his church and how hateful they are. So he had to come back out and say, you know, nothing could be farther from the truth. I go to a church that opens their doors to absolutely everyone. You know, the church I go to doesn't believe, I can't remember how he worded it, that they don't believe in, you know, divorce, but yet I got a divorce and everybody was there to help me along the way and no one turned away from me. And so he's always been a big Christian. So I just think it's funny how everybody nowadays, everybody has to be the first one to jump out and blame somebody for being hateful. And as they're doing that, they're being hateful themselves.
Yeah, well, that's always been a thing.
I feel like a lot more lately than ever before. Like, no matter if his church thinks that whatever they think about the LGBTQ community, unless they're actually being hateful, like a Ku Klux Klan or something like that, you know, as long as they're not doing that stuff, whether they say, you know, the Catholic Church can come out and say, like, all right, gays can't be preachers or whatever, you know, like, that's not being hateful, and you shouldn't judge the how do I want to say that? You know, everybody can have their own opinions and believe in their own things if that's what they believe. Do you know? I shouldn't come out and complain about Muslims just because they have different beliefs than I have.
Right.
So, but that's what this world is turning into now.
But I feel like it's always been that way. It's not just now. It's just now there's social media, so you hear it more. But it's always been there.
I mean, that could be part of it, I believe. But I think a lot of it, ever since Trump's gotten into office, I definitely think everybody's been a lot more sensitive about their feelings now. And they're ready to jump and attack somebody else because their feelings got hurt or something.
Well,
which she is married to a woman, so she is a lesbian. So, you know, her feelings got hurt. I don't know how her feelings got hurt, but
it's less about feelings getting hurt. I think it's more about our president is a bully and frequently makes fun of people. And so people are just tired of hearing it and want to stand up for others. I don't think it's about feelings getting hurt. I think he's being an example of hatred, and people are feeding into the anger.
Maybe, but he didn't even give that. That's what I'm saying. Like, so nothing ended up happening. Chris Pratt said nothing about the LGBTQ community at all. All he did was mention his church, and then she had to jump all over his poop just because of that.
Well, I mean, I can't say anything because I don't know about the church, and I don't know what she said or what he said, but I feel like people have always been that way. It's just social media is a platform for them to be more publicly that way.
Yeah. He attends, Chris Pratt attends the Zoe Church in Los Angeles.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, some people were saying it's the Hillsong Church, but it's not the Hillsong Church. It might be somewhat like it, but it's not the Hillsong Church, which, and no one comes out and says stuff about the Hillsong Church. Like, nobody, yells at Justin Bieber, like, because of what his church believes in. They yell at him for all the stupid stuff he does, which is right, but not because of what his church believes in, so...
Because nobody believes that Justin Bieber actually goes to church.
Oh, his pastor's always out there saying how welcome he is, like how he comes in and is very welcoming to everybody, and he always attends church.
I still don't believe it. Well, but like there are churches who are very vocal and speak against LGBTQ. So I don't know if that's one of them. It's not, I mean, it could be that is, and it's not like just a church that doesn't believe in it, like a believe that it's okay, but that are vocally chastising the community.
Yeah.
Because that happens. So I don't know.
Yeah. And if you feel that way, then do. Yeah, and if you feel that way, then do something about that church. Don't start picking on the people in it. Like, you know, if I think Scientology is a crackpot theory, well, then I should start nicking away at Scientology. I shouldn't start just picking on the people that are in it, like saying, oh, I can't believe Tom Cruise believes in this. No, I should be like, I can't believe anybody believes in this, you know?
Yeah.
So. All right. Well, this week I believe it's time for Fact or Fiction. So, Danielle, do you have something for us?
I do.
It's Fact or Fiction. Fact or Fiction time. What do you have for us?
I want to know how many times you're going to say fact and fiction or fiction.
Fact or Fiction. Fact or Fiction.
A lot of times. So my first article is that a man in Manhattan, New York, well, he works in Manhattan, New York, in a bank specifically, or he used to. he's 26, and his name is Harry Tosis, and he got fired for coming to work but having bad smelling breath. The article says his bosses had warned him, I think twice it says. They spoke to him and then he came in and then he was fired because he didn't pay attention to them. And his coworkers were quoted saying that he his customers would shrink away from him and they didn't want to be around him. And so he got fired for bad breath.
All right.
So that's our first article.
Okay. And then not as bad as bed bugs.
Ew, gross. Why'd you go there? Literally staying in a hotel tomorrow night. Thanks a lot. Just had about forgotten about it.
Yay!
So the second article is about Hawaii, who crazily has snow right now. But
yeah.
I don't know if that's crazy. I don't know if they typically get snow, but it just sounds weird. Yeah, anywho. So, lawmakers in Hawaii have proposed a new bill that they want to start banning cigarettes. And they're going to do that by upping the age limit to be a minimum age of 100 years old in order to buy a cigarette. It's not propo like it, they're propo it's proposed right now. It hasn't passed or gone. I don't think it's gone through anything, but so those are my two articles. That one was a short one, I guess.
Okay. That's a little bit of a tough one, but I'm gonna have to go with the one that seems not so obvious for the obvious choice. I'm gonna say that man gets fired because of his breath is fiction, and that it's a fact that Hawaii is going to raise the age of cigarettes.
Correct. Oh, good job.
Yes. Woohoo, nice.
You win. Yeah, I guess
Man.
Hawaii has always been like the state that's like tobacco needs to go away. So it's actually you have to be 21 right now to get cigarettes in
Oh,
Hawaii. And I guess they have like a lot of taxes or something on them too.
and what do
So.
they want to raise the age to what?
The minimum age to 100.
Oh, so there
So they're
will
like,
still be a
if
few
you're,
people
right?
that
So like, if you're 100, you're gonna die anyway soon, so you might as well start smoking.
I feel bad for like the 99-year-old man that's like, I gotta wait another year to be able to smoke now. I gotta quit for a year.
Oh man. I'm sure there will be people on the side, like in alleys.
Yeah, black market cigarettes.
Cigarettes.
All right, well, let's take a look at birthdays, and I'm D birthdays. All right, who do we have up for a birthday party?
Okay. There actually weren't too many people that I knew with birthdays this today. This today. This today.
This day.
So the first one is Alex Borstein, and she is probably most famously known as Lois Griffin from Family Guy.
She's real? I thought she was a cartoon.
Yeah, she's real.
Wow, she looks so cartoony.
She does look so cartoony. She also played, you'll know this one. She also played Miss Ungermeyer from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Miss Ungermeyer, was she a cartoon too?
No, she was not. She
Oh.
became real life.
No, okay. I don't
From
from
the
wait.
movie, not the show.
I never saw the Lizzie McGuire movie.
You never saw the Lizzie McGuire movie?
No, never.
I own it. You can borrow it.
Woohoo.
It wasn't as good as the show, but it still was. I saw that in the theaters.
It came out in the theaters.
It did.
Wow.
The next one is Jane Seymour. She is like in a lot of things, so I don't really know what she's most famous for, but she is in Wedding Crasher. She plays the female lead's mom.
All
And she's in a lot of things.
right. What was her name again?
Jane Seymour.
James.
Jane,
Jane. Oh,
Jane.
Jane. Happy birthday, Jane.
So, yeah. She's in, oh, she's from old show. I never watched this, but our mom did. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Oh, wow.
She played Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
She was also a Bond girl.
She was also in Smallville. She played Genevieve.
In what, one episode?
No, a couple. Six episodes. Genevieve Teak, Torque, Toque, not Torque, because there's no O R O or R, but
you didn't say the most interesting fact on her.
What's the most interesting fact?
She's been married 4 times.
No. I did not know that.
4 husbands, 4 children.
Oh, she likes the number 4.
Anybody else?
Our last one is, although I've been doing this frequently, is also somebody who no longer is living.
A dead birthday. And it is
Chris Farley's birthday.
Oh, Chris Farley.
Maybe it's still his birthday. I don't really know how that works, but I'm pretty sure I say that every time I do this. But yeah, Chris Farley from Madison, Wisconsin.
He's
best known for Saturday Night Live, probably, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He did, what was it, Beverly Hills Ninja and Black Sheep. Yeah. He did a few movies.
Do you know what I know him from?
Saturday Night Live?
No. The kid version of Saturday Night Live, all that. He was in one episode.
Oh, really?
One episode. But I remember him from it.
Oh, he's up in heaven somewhere in a van down by the river.
I don't know what that means, but...
That's like one of his most famous skits from Saturday Night Live.
Those are our birthdays.
Woo! Woo. All right, Tom. Time for our movie spotlight. Movie time. And last weekend, we had 4 new movies. So that means 4 movies had to bow out of the top 10 so these 4 can take over. Number 10, Miss Bala, $2.7 million. Number 9, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, $3 million. Number 8, Aquaman, $3.2 million. Number 7, Green Book, $3.4 million. Number 6, our first new movie we're going to meet here, The Prodigy, brings in $5.8 million. Number 5 is Glass, falls from number 1, $6.2 million. Number 4, The Upside, $7 million. And our top 3, would you like to guess what order the movies are in? We had, what do we have? What Men Want, Lego Movie 2, and Cold Pursuit.
We'll go, Lego Movie is definitely number 1. What Women Want, and then Cold Pursuit.
Well, number 3 was Cold Pursuit with $11 million. Yep. But number 2 with $18.2 million was What Men Want.
Yay, I knew. There's no way Lego Movie was going to be underneath What Women Want.
No, What Men Want. What Men Want was at 18.2, which puts Lego Movie 2, the second part, in the number 1 spot with $34.1 million.
Boom.
There will not be a review on that movie with me and my daughter this week because the earliest showtime for that movie in 3D, if you want to go see it in 3D, in like a 30-mile radius of me, was 9:40 p.m. Who puts a kid movie on at 9:40 p.m. for the earliest showing?
That's the for
the 3D.
For 3D. Because I feel like 3D is phasing out.
There were plenty of other 3D movies we could have gone and seen that were adult movies. Yeah. And then they put the Lego.
Right. Little Angel is in 3D. I want to see that movie. Which oh, that's movie? Not out. That's out to never mind. That comes out today.
Yeah. Yeah, so how crazy, like, Aquaman could have gone and seen Aquaman in 3D, but Lego Movie 2, more for kids at 9:40 p.m. You gotta be kidding me.
I don't know. I don't create the show times. It's all not right. Even in 3D at all for me.
What's that?
I said it's not even in 3D at all for me.
Yeah, it was. It was
one. There's only like one theater that is 3D capable in each theater. So they kind of like have to pick which movies are going to be in there.
It was in 3D at your theater, and it was in 3D in the next theater closest to you. And there were, there's, well,
it's
it,
not,
it was in,
it's not it, anymore.
Well, yeah, this past weekend it was. All this week, you know, because the times go from Friday to Thursday. So, all right. We got three movies coming out in the theaters this week, and you're going to pretty much be taking over the show here because you know all about them. Well, you know about two of them. So I'll start with the third one. Happy Death Day to You. This is the second part in the Happy Death Day mystery slash slasher movie. It is
slash comedy.
It is actually only rated PG-13. It's not as much of a comedy as like Scream was, like the Scream movies.
Well, but they definitely so I watched humor in them. I watched the last third of the first one on TV today because there was nothing else on, and it was pretty stinking hilarious.
Really? It's
not
funny.
I don't know if they meant it to be funny. Or if it was just really corny and bad writing that made it. I mean, it was really corny and bad writing, but I don't know if that was on purpose or not.
And it was like the first one was like a Groundhog Day where she kept on waking up and had to find out who the murderer was.
Yeah, who killed her.
Now this time she wakes up in horror to learn that she's stuck in a parallel universe. Her boyfriend Carter is now with someone else.
Oh.
So, go see that.
Also, her name is Tree.
Yes, it is.
Just saying. Her name is Tree in the movie. Like, who names their child Tree?
It must be a celebrity's child because they name their kids all kinds of crazy stuff.
But it's not even like who names their child Tree, but like in a horror movie, who names their main character Tree? Like, you know it's going to be funny then.
Chop down the tree.
Oh, man.
All right. Our next movie is Isn't It Romantic? So go ahead and take the ball on that one.
Oh, my goodness. It's with Rebel Wilson and Chris Hemsworth, and I don't remember his name, but he's from Pitch Perfect and from Modern Family. But Rebel Wilson plays a girl who's like not a romantic and doesn't really believe in love, and then she like gets hit in the head, and when she wakes up, she's stuck in a romantic comedy. And that's it. It's a comedy. Oh, probably a romantic comedy.
That's my guess.
Man.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad, but I mean, I'm surprised it's coming out in a theater. It sounds more like a TV movie.
No. Romantic comedies come out in theaters.
No, but just like, what is, she gets hit on the head and now all of a sudden she's stuck in a romantic comedy. Like it sounds like one of those like ABC Family Christmas movies.
Yeah, well, if a Christmas movie never comes out in the theater, so Christmas movie, yes, but it's not Christmas.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Oh,
I love Rebel Wilson, so I'm pretty excited for it. She's funny.
And the next movie coming out is, yeah, I'm sure you'll correct me here, Alita Battle Angel. Is that how you say it, Alita?
I think so.
All right, go ahead and give us a skinny on this one.
I actually don't know the whole story. I know I want to see it because it looks pretty awesome. But I think it's, so it's this girl who's made up of CGI and I believe real parts. Like, in like, literally that's her story. It's not just like I'm saying she's CGI, but she's like made part robot, part person. But she wants, and she has to like battle. I don't really know the whole story, but it's based off of a graphic novel. I do know that.
Thank you. That was very informative.
And it looks super awesome. So.
Really? You think so?
I think it looks like it, what's the word? Not imagery, but like, but imagery is what I'm going to say because I don't know what other word to use. Like visually, it looks like it's going to be really good. In the, at least.
You going to go see this in 3D? This is probably taking over the Lego movie in 3D now.
Oh, probably not. There's so many movies I want to see that are coming out that I have to like figure out what I want to see in the movie and what I can just wait to see.
Well,
How to Train Your Dragon 3 is coming out, and that is for sure a theater movie.
Not only is Alita going to be in 3D, it will be in IMAX 3D. So, yeah. And it will be in 3D out by you. All right.
I mean, I bet it would look pretty awesome in 3D, so that might be worth it. But.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Those are the movies that are coming out of theater. We have two coming out on Netflix. The first one, Yucatan. You got to see the trailer on this one. I can't really do this any justice telling you what it's about. I can read this little blurb it gives you, but it just didn't make much sense to me. It says, two swindlers who make their cons on cruise ships go their separate ways. But an unexpected event causes them to be back in the same part of the world once again. And it's a very, it's a Hispanic movie, and it's very just, I don't know, it's out there. Like, I have no clue what's going on, but that could just totally be me, I don't know. I couldn't tell you if it's a comedy, or if it's not a comedy, if it's a drama, I don't know. So another informative preview for everybody by me.
It says international comedy.
There you go. It is a comedy.
Genre.
And the next one is another international movie, The Breaker Uppers. This is a comedy coming out of New Zealand. And this one seemed interesting at the very least. It was not going to be funny. But it's two romance cynics. They work together and they run a business. And what their business is breaking up unhappy couples. So if you're with somebody and you can't do it, you can't break up with them. You don't want to be with them, but you just can't be the one that pulls the trigger and breaks up with them. You go to these girls' business and you hire them to come break it off for you.
So they're not breaking up happy couples. They're just breaking up couples.
Yeah, someone from the relationship comes to them and says, "Hey, I need to break up with my boyfriend, my girlfriend, whatever. Help me out."
I want to be in that business.
So, for example,
that sounds fun.
There's this gay couple getting married, and the one hires them to come. So the one girl shows up at the actual wedding. They wait until the wedding. They show up at the wedding, and she looks at him. Oh, what? Now you're gay? You weren't gay when you were with me. And then that's how they end up breaking up that couple.
I totally want to be in that business.
So, like I said, looks
at if least... you have one of those businesses, look me up, hire me.
You want to be a breaker-upper?
I do want to be a breaker-upper.
It sounds like it would be fun. I'd do it. I don't know about the backlash, but I'll do it.
So what?
So that's all we got. That one's actually got a 91 score so far on Rotten Tomatoes. So looking pretty good. All right, let's move on to word or story. Word of story time. Number one. Spotlight.
I guess I just think of a stage with the spotlight. Not very interesting.
This shows that you have maybe a theater background?
Sort of. But I was never in the spotlight. Because I'm not good.
Number two, caveman.
So, it makes me think of... I don't know why it makes me think of this. There's this really old, like, Nintendo game that's Nintendo, like, original Nintendo. And it's a caveman game, and you play, like, different caveman games.
Yeah, it's called Caveman Games.
Yeah. I loved that game so much.
I forgot all about it.
The one you had to, like, rub sticks together by, like, I think it used the floor mat. And I think you had to, like, run in place to rub sticks together, I think. I can't remember.
Well, it didn't necessarily use the floor mat, but you could hook the floor mat up to play that game.
I was terrible at that one, but awesome at the wife tossing. That was my jam.
And then they had, he had to ride on a dino and smack the dino on the head with a stick to make him go faster, but you smack him too many times and he gets confused.
I was super good at that one, too. I just was not good at making fire.
Oh, no, you never did. No, you don't use the pad with that one, because the fire, you had to keep on hitting, like, A, B, or one of those two. But then you would have to hit, like, one of the arrow buttons to blow on it at just the right time. And then if you kept on blowing on it too many times, your guy would go dizzy.
Oh, good game. They should remake it. Would totally not be PC, but that's okay.
And why not? You can make fun of cavemen. They're not around anymore. No one's offended.
Oh, man.
Nobody's coming out like, hey, my uncle's a caveman.
All right, my uncle's a caveman.
Hopefully he's not listening. Number three, drill.
Fire drill.
Ah, okay.
That's my word.
Number four, faith.
Hill. She's a singer, right? Faith Hill. I don't know what song she sings, that's what comes to my mind.
So many funny things.
Why?
That's the first thing that comes to your head, but yet at the same time you questioned it. You're like, Hill? And then you didn't even know if she is a singer. Like, you weren't sure. You're like, she's a singer, right?
She's the one who sings Where Are You Christmas, right? I love that song.
I have no idea. She's a country singer. That's all I know.
Okay.
And the last word. One, number five, Novocaine.
Story. I'll go for story. I feel like this is truth or dare sometimes, and I have to clarify what I'm going for. I'm going for story. And
double dare.
No, that's a show. That means you have to do it. Fine. Double story. When I had braces, I had to get four teeth removed, and I guess some people, like, Novocaine doesn't really work for you, and I'm one of those people. They started off with they started off with, I think, like, four or five shots to remove my teeth. And then they bumped it up to eight shots. Like, I got two in the roof of my mouth and one on each side. And then two underneath my tongue and one on each side. And then they gave me more shots. And then they were like, just deal with the pain. So I had four teeth removed and just dealt with the pain. It was really painful. But they also like didn't believe me, I think, because I was like a teenager. And so they were like, it's just pressure. And I'm like, I think I know when somebody's like pushing me or when somebody's stabbing me. I think I know the difference.
And have you gotten Novocaine since then?
Yes.
Still doesn't work?
Well, I told them ahead of time that it doesn't work. And so they like doubled or tripled or something. I don't know what they did. They gave me a lot more. And so it was a little bit better. So, like, it works, but in higher doses. When I had my, I don't know if it's the same thing as anesthesia, but when I had my appendix out taken out, they also had to give me more Novocaine, or not Novocaine, give me more anesthesia because I wasn't going to sleep.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
You better be careful with that. They're going to give you too much and you're just not going to wake up.
Well, at least it wasn't a painful death.
All right, Danielle, what was the last purchase you made?
I bought dinner today for our parents.
Oh, how sweet. What'd you buy them?
Yeah.
Or where
They
from?
wanted they wanted subs from Penn Station is what the place is called.
Okay.
So I bought them subs from Penn Station.
What a
So
good
taking care of my
daughter.
dog for me this weekend.
Oh, nice. Oh, good. Good daughter of you. Too bad I didn't.
Well, but they're not taking care of your dog for you.
No, they're just taking care of my kids.
Oh, well, you should probably bring them dinner then.
right, folks, we got a movie challenge coming up, and since it's a short month, that's next week already. So I have to tr see if I can make it through Twilight Breaking Dawn 2. And Danielle has to see if she can make it through Battlefield Earth. And if one of us can't make
Pumped.
it, then the other person wins. Should be an interesting
Just saying.
conversation.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm super excited because it looks epic.
I'm super not excited for mine. Actually, I am kind of super excited about the ending though, because
It's over.
I heard it's a really bad ending and it's a twist ending what people didn't expect, and I'm not expecting anything, so I'm probably gonna watch the ending and go, huh, that makes sense to me.
Listen, I feel like a rule has to be that you have to watch it from beginning to end and not end to beginning. Just clarifying.
Well, if I don't make it through, I'll at least watch the last 3 minutes just so I know what happened.
Just spoiler alert. No, I'm just kidding.
Right. Well, folks, you can catch me on Twitter at SupermanRoy12. You can email us at siblingjabber@outlook.com. Visit us on our website, which is anchor.fm/siblingjabber. If you're using the Anchor app, you can leave us a voicemail. We can play it on air if you wish. But best of all, leave us a review, whatever app you use, whether it's Spotify like Danielle or Apple Podcasts like me, whatever it is, leave a review. You could just click on the stars. You don't even have to write anything if you don't want to. Just get that out there and tell somebody about us. All right, it's been fun, and I'm so excited and can't wait to watch Twilight. Woohoo!
What? Make sure you watch the right one, or you're gonna have to watch multiple.
I know. Not Twilight 2, Twilight Breaking Dawn Part 2.
You should probably actually watch the first one too, just so you know what's going on.
Yeah, not happening.
Actually, you should just probably watch the first four, and just so you know what's going on.
No. I'm just glad at least there's going to be a conclusion. It's not going to be like a third one out of five.
Too bad the first part one wasn't
Was on the list.
in
Yeah, I know.
that.
That would have sucked.
It would be hilarious. I don't even remember how it ends, but
And I'm not sure when the Razzies actually are held, but hopefully when we meet again next podcast, we'll be able to talk about who the winners were this year. So we'll see.
Okie dokie.
Until we meet again, I'm Roy.
I'm Danielle.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Yeah, yeah, I'm so cold like, yeah. Yeah. I'm so dull like, yeah. Woo. We gon' blow like, yeah.